Find ourselves in the middle of John chapter 6, spread of life discourse. If you follow the whole of it, you will see questions being asked throughout the discourse that correspond to the questions that are asked in the context of a Passover meal. In the Passover meal, there are very specific questions that the youngest that is present there, the youngest in their midst, is supposed to ask of the elders and be told again the story of why this night is different than any other night. We see in John and his familiarity with the Passover meal to set out this conversation between Jesus and those who are listening to him in that same exact way, to make the connection between the Passover meal and what Jesus is saying. He is the bread of life. What happens to your heart, my brothers and sisters, when you hear parts of this gospel proclaimed to you? I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. Are you stirred? Are you moved within yourself? Does joy enter your thoughts in your heart in hearing this proclamation of the one who loves us, who is willing to lay down his life, who is willing to give himself that through our communion in him we might have life? Are you stirred? My brothers and sisters, when we look at the first reading, when we look at the first reading yesterday, every time the gospel message of Jesus is proclaimed, there is joy. The persecution of the church forces into the rest of all of the area those believers who then proclaim in those cities the good news, the gospel message, and there was joy in those cities in the proclamation and the receiving of the gospel. Today, seemingly insignificant at the end of it all, let me find the line because it doesn't end right there. The eunuch is baptized, and when they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more. Isn't it interesting that the church is beginning to have experiences in exactly the same way that we see in Jesus' post-resurrection, where he comes into their midst and he leaves? Even the disciples are experiencing this kind of mysterious coming and going. But the point is, the eunuch continued on his way rejoicing. Luke takes the time to make that known. He has received the gospel. He has entered into baptism. He has received the forgiveness of his sins. And he goes away rejoicing. So I ask you again, my brothers and sisters, in hearing the gospel message, which is just a small part of the whole of the proclamation of the gospel message of Jesus Christ, are you stirred to joy? We should be. Because what is spoken in the gospel message today is not conditional on how your day went today. I'm sorry. For good or for bad today, this gospel message is true. It matters not how much of a failure today was. This is true. And I say that because I'm not intending to shame us. I need to be more joyful. What I'm saying is that the truth of the gospel message is for you every day. And the conditions and the situations of your day do not determine whether or not you possess joy. If your joy is contingent on the world, my brothers and sisters, it means nothing. because it will be here one moment and it will be absolutely gone the next. You will be controlled like the tithes by the position of the moon and its traveling around the sun. Today was a good day, I'm great and happy. Today was a rotten day and I'm just miserable. Stay out of my way. But Jesus is the same every day. The proclamation of the good news to you is the same every day. In fact, his mercies are renewed every morning. It is a good reminder as we read the Acts of the Apostles. Even in the midst of persecution, there is joy because of the proclamation of the good news of Jesus Christ. The gospel is somehow insulated from the everyday. The truth of the matter is that we are supposed to be insulated in that good news. No matter what happens, my brothers and sisters, the victory is secure in Jesus. No matter what happens, Jesus rises from the dead and he has conquered sin and death, and we share in that victory. No matter what happens, my brothers and sisters, today you have cause for joy in him. Amen.